That's fine. And I recognize that in order to receive the gift that running offers me, I have to commit some of my time. Yet in this instance, the relinquishing of my time actually creates more time and ever set aside for generating reliable and every energy frees up to two to three or more hours in a day that might have otherwise have been allocated to sleep or rest. Suppose you could sleep less yet feel even more rested and alive. What would you do with the extra hour that suddenly appeared in your day? Okay, wow. That's from Sue Middle's man book, Slow Burn. So Sue is saying that actually the time spent running gives him more time to do other things. So what does he mean? He means if he runs 2 hours, it gives him so much energy that he can sleep less and still feel great. So maybe he sleeps 2 or 3 hours less every day because he has so much energy, he still feels fantastic. So it's actually not costing him more time. He's actually gaining time, productive time, by spending time for running, by running every day. And then more generally, what he's talking about is the fact that by moving, by running, and also eating every well, that he is giving power to everything in his life. He has more energy for his wife. He has more energy for his children. He has more energy for his business. He has more energy for everything. That's the gift of running. And you know, he is a runner, of course. You can also swim or you could ride a bicycle if you prefer those activities. Running is a quiet, nice activity because it's so simple. There is no equipment, there is no special place you need to go. You just need shoes, or you don't even need shoes actually. There is a lot of professional runners in Africa who run without shoes, so you don't need anything. So anyway, this is a great book. Now let's talk about specifically Sue Middleman running program, because he has one very important idea about running that really is the most important. It's the foundation of his running approach, and it's the reason his book is called Slower. Sue advocates Sue Middleman teaches slow running. Most people, he says, run too fast. The reason that's bad is that when you run fast, you start breathing heavy. If you're breathing heavy, it means your body is burning mostly sugar. You're using mostly the sugar in your blood and in your muscles. You're burning sugar for energy. That's what happens when you run faster. So anytime if you are running or exercising any kind of exercise, if you are breathing heavy like that, it means you are burning sugar. The problem with that is sugar gives you quick energy in a short time, but then soon after energy drops suddenly, so you go up with energy very high and then suddenly it drops right. If you eat a lot of sugar, you will feel very good for maybe 30 minutes or an hour. And after that, your energy drops a lot of, and then you feel very tired after that. So it's up, down, up, down, it's not good steady energy. So trains his body to burn fat. Fat is better for steady energy. If you burn fat, then you just always have high energy all the time. It does go up and down, up and down. It's nice and steady, just a high level of energy all the time. To burn fat, you must exercise more slowly. So when I started using a SUS program, I was surprised. I used to run a lot. I still run some. I've already run in 2 marathons and finished 2 marathons. So I thought, hey, I am a runner. But when I ran, I was running too fast. So now I'm training with SUS program. It feels so slow. It is a very, very slow jog. In fact, San Francisco has a lot of big hills. When I go up the hills, I walk. So I walk up the big hills and then I jog slowly if it's flat, and then I run a little faster if I'm going down the hill. But the main idea is that you want to exercise slowly. So you should never be breathing hard. If you are breathing like that, it means you are going too fast. You should slow down. If necessary, just walk. Walking, you know, you can walk quickly. That's still a great exercise. If you want to run, if you can run, that's fine too. But jog very slowly. A good rule, a good idea is you should be able to have conversation while you are jogging. If you are jogging with another person, you should be able to talk about them. If you can't, if you are breathing too hard and you can't really talk well, that means you are going too fast. Slow down. So again, the general idea of a SUS program is slow exercise for a longer time. So of course, you can do it longer because it's not so difficult. You are going slow. It feels nice. It's very easy actually, and because it's kind of easy, you can do it for a longer period of time. And that's why he calls his slow burn. When you exercise in this way, you teach your body to burn fats. Now one great thing about that is you will lose weight. If you are overweight, if you have too much fat on your body, you will start to burn that fat. And that's a nice side effect, but more importantly for me is that you will get more energy for all of your day. Recently, I've noticed that I have more energy. In the past, I used to eat a lot of sugar and my energy would go up and down and up and down. And now I'm trying to eat less sugar and I'm also exercising more slowly and I'm feeling more steady energy. Now sometimes I still feel tired, of course, and sometimes I still have really high energy. But in general, most of the day, I just feel better. I have a more steady high level of energy that doesn't change as much. And so please, I recommend this book very highly, Slow Burn by Sumas. And that is the end of the main story, Justice.